A small town in eastern Quebec has voted itself out of existence. Murdochville was founded in the 1950s around a mining company called Noranda. The company has shut down, and more than half of the town's 1,000 residents passed a referendum over the weekend to close down. Gerald Young is president of Murdochville Citizen Council, appointed by the mayor to oversee the town's end. He joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Why can't the town stay in existence even without the mining company?
First of all, Noranda was paying $1,400,000 tax, and it's the three-quarter of the tax from the town, you know, and that's heavy. You know, when you're losing $1,400,000, and all those houses before, they had belonged to the Noranda, and there's still some of them that belong to them, and they'll have the mayor had made a budget for 2004, and they'll have to triple their tax, and they'll have to cut like lots of service, like the rec center, and lots of things they'll have to cut. So it doesn't make sense. You don't have a good living anymore in Murdochville.
Now, so this was the company paying tax to the town.
Right on.
But the provincial government does have to okay this shutdown, right?
Well, they don't have, but there's one thing I got to say, that in the year of 50s, they had no town here. It was, it's all was woods, you know, and they had built that town with Noranda in the year 50s, and I think they got their responsibility, because in the year of 70, they had programmed to tell people, well, come and live in Murdochville, and they had house for sale, and they're the one that did that, you know. And today I'm talking to you, there's 229 houses and rent, you know, that is empty. I mean, you can't live in a ghost town.
How do you close down a town, and how long does it take?
Well, I don't know. Well, that's what we did. We took all together and we say, well, it doesn't make sense. I mean, we can't live here anymore. There's no work. We're 60 miles from Gaspé, and 80 miles from another town that called Saint-Rondement, and we're really in the middle of the woods there, you know. I mean, if you want to go to the doctor, you got to drive 60 miles. You want to go to the physiotherapist, it's the same thing. You know, all the surface has been cut.
When you say shutting the town down, what do you see yourselves doing? Do you want to shut the town down and everyone move out somewhere else? Or do you want to just say it's no longer a mining town, we're just a collection of houses here?
Well, really what we're asking us, we want to be relocated, and we want to be paid for our house, because there's a lot of people that left, eh? Like all the qualification people, like welder, mechanic, and all those people, they already left them. There's 229 house empty. But, you know, all those people, they already left.
And how many of you still there?
Well, we're still maybe, I would say around 800.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Gerald Young is president of the Citizen Council of Murdochville, Quebec.